America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Kyle, it's your Yankees. How about that?
Yep.
I sound like Crowley right there. How about that? Your Yankees.
How about that?
World Series tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dodgers. I'm a fan of it. Like, I mean, we talked about this a little bit a couple days ago, and there are people who don't want to see this, and Jason Mackey being one of them, don't want to see this matchup, Yankees-Dodgers. I think best on best and great on great is fantastic. I want to see Shohei Ohtani against Aaron Judge. I want to see Yankees-Dodgers, very, very, very familiar brands in sports, two of the biggest brands in all sports. I want to see that. I'm excited for the matchup. I'm excited for the World. Didn't you say you were going to try to go to the World Series?
Yeah, it's actually not in seriousness. I was considering it, though, for the slightest moment there because I am taking off for the Steelers bye week. So if the World Series goes to like six or seven games, I could travel. I'd probably have to go to Los Angeles at that point because Los Angeles has home field advantage there, but I was trying to see if it was possible.
Well, there's your bus money because that's how much it would probably cost. I mean, you figure.
Oh, I've given up on that, didn't I?
Well, you had.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell the public. Yeah, I gave up. Insurance is a lot.
Yeah.
Figured that out.
But if you have that money saved.
Right, then I could go.
Right. I mean, it'd probably be a little bit more than that. I would assume that a flight, hotel, ticket, food, I mean, it's over $5,000. That's a $5,000 trip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, I mean, at least you have some
money. Like I said, it was a fleeting idea. I'm like, oh, maybe, and then.
You could have drove the bus there.
Right? Gas money. Oh, boy. Mm. No. Mm. Not driving a bus to New York. No way.
Did you see that that picture of Aaron Judge? I think the question was asked, like, which, like, baseball player was really good at, you know, multi-sport athletes in, like, high school?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the graphic of Aaron Judge? I think
he was a beast.
17 touchdowns his senior year, averaged 18 points in basketball, and had a batting average of .500.
Yep.
Jeez, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being that dominant at like 17 years old.
I can't imagine being 6'7"
and playing baseball.
Yeah,
honestly, I really couldn't imagine playing baseball at 6'7", like even like O'Neal Cruz.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, man, guy's a freak. Are you not excited for this? Like, I mean,
the World Series.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen? You think your Yankees pull it out or what?
I'm a little biased because I do enjoy the Yankees playing. I don't understand, though, overall why this is such an exciting series for people. I mean, I know that everybody wants the big brands to be in the big series, but, like, the biggest brands in Major League Baseball, I mean, think about it. Like, they haven't both made it to the World Series since 1981 together.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and the Dodgers haven't won much consistently. Like, they're a big brand. They sign a lot of players, and they have a lot of big names. But, I mean, they hadn't won a World Series since 1988 before 2020.
Wow.
The Yankees recently, I mean, they had a dominant stretch in the 90s, but they went 15 years without making a World Series appearance. So, you know, I think that the door's been open for a lot of other teams to get in. Now, I don't really care about those other teams. I'm kind of with Jason Mackey, too. Like, Rangers, Diamondbacks didn't do it much for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go as far as to say, you know, what Crowley said, like, oh, because the Pirates aren't doing it. I don't care about anybody else. I think it's fine to have new flavors and everything, you know, in there, and new teams, you know, go for the World Series. But yeah, I mean, the big names, like I said, I mean, it doesn't hit as well. Now, again, I'm a Yankee fan, so I'm hoping that they win. But like the aesthetic of like playing the Dodgers, like it doesn't resonate with me because what have the Dodgers done?
Right.
With all of the money that they've spent. With all of the resources they've had over time, what have they done?
Mm-hmm.
They've had very disappointing finishes to seasons, and I think they've underachieved based on how much they've allocated toward bringing players in there.
Well, it's happening now.
That's right. Now, maybe Shohei Ohtani has something to do with that. Is his influence you know, helping them get to the World Series. He's been pretty clutch.
I think it's their top four.
I'll give you that. He's
a batting lineup.
Yeah, they're good. They got Freddie Freeman. They got Shohei.
Mookie Betts. How hard that is. I mean, you do know how hard it is, but like to be a pitcher and to have to face that top four, like every game, like that's just. I mean, you're facing some of the best of the best for four straight batters.
Yeah, but like I said, like even in that case, I mean, they've had a strong lineup for a while. Over the past at least 10 years, in my recent memory, they've had a dominant team. They've had a super team. And what have they done?
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, now you made it to the World Series this year and you just happen to be facing the Yankees. Like, oh, congratulations. Mm-hmm. I have kind of Jason Mackey's perspective there. I'm like, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just because the Dodgers are in this series, that doesn't make me go, oh. Oh, yay, But on the flip side, it's like, yeah, I guess I am kind of leaning the other way.
Yeah, I can tell.
Rangers and Diamondbacks, I think, was more interesting to me because it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two different teams. The Rangers won for the first time. I think it's cool to see new teams win and, just see different teams in there than just, ooh, look at the super teams. They don't impress me as much. I'm sure I'll enjoy the series, especially because I have a dog in the fight. But, yeah, I mean, it doesn't – the aesthetic of it, the history of it, these are the biggest teams, that doesn't do – that's not why I'm excited.
Very interesting. Well, there you go, Kyle. Okay. I'm interested. I can't wait to watch it. I love seeing good on good or great on great and brand on brand. Celtics, Lakers, I like that. Like, I like seeing those type of matchups. That's just – maybe I'm old school.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.